James chapter 3. My brothers, do not become teachers in large numbers, knowing that as teachers we will receive a more severe judgment. For we all stumble in many respects. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, capable of bridling his whole body too. Look, we place bits in horses' mouths so that they obey us, and we steer the whole of their body. And look at how ships too, which are so large, and are driven by strong winds, are steered by a very small rudder, wherever the helmsman spur of the moment wishes. So also the tongue is a small member, but it boasts greatly. See how great a forest a little fire sets alight. And the tongue is a fire, a world of injustice. In this way, the tongue is appointed among our members as the one that defiles the whole body and sets the cycle of nature alight and is itself set alight by Gehenna. For every kind of wild animal and bird and reptile and marine creature can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no one among men can tame the tongue. It is uncheckable wickedness, full of deadly venom. With it we bless the God and Father, yet with it we curse men who have been made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things should not be this way. Does a source from the same opening ever gush with fresh and bitter water? My brothers, can a fig tree possibly produce olives, or a vine figs? In this way, no source can produce salt and fresh water. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show his works by his good behaviour with the meekness of wisdom. And if you have bitter jealousy and strife in your heart, do not affront or belie the truth. That kind of wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, natural, demonic. For where there is jealousy and strife, there is disorder and every kind of base deed. But wisdom from above is, in the first instance, pure, then peaceful, equitable, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and unpretentious. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace.